Dr. Pinsky with a mail IME on Bernice, B-U-R-N-I-C-E, Bowser, B-O-W-S-E-R. Bernice Bowser is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/2018. At that time, he was on the top step of his trailer truck and fell from it. As a result, he believes he injured his neck, back, shoulders, and right leg. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of, quote, permanent disability, end quote. He did undergo two right shoulder surgeries and one left shoulder surgery, Prior to this, he had bilateral shoulder surgeries as well. In terms of the cervical and lumbar spine, he had injections but no surgery. He has completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, he was seen at Concentra on 5/14/18, stating he fell out of a truck onto a car. He claimed to have hurt both shoulders, back, and left leg. He had a 10/10 pain level when moving his right shoulder. There was no description of any interim treatment, which raises a question about causation. He was diagnosed with contusions of the left shoulder, right shoulder, and lower back, for which he was referred to physical therapy and started on medication. He followed up with Concentra over the next few weeks, running through 6/29/18. He remained symptomatic and was referred for specialist consultation. They rendered an additional diagnosis of cervical strain. New paragraph on 7/25/18, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. Moskwa, M-O-S-K-W-A, He noted having only had one session of physical therapy. He had been on different medications without any relief. She did have a history of bilateral open rotator cuff surgery in 1999 when she was working at a factory and had, quote, wear and tear, end quote. After those surgeries, she alleged to have had no problems until the work accident of 4/2018. Dr. Moskwa performed a clinical exam as well as x-rays. In the cervical spine, they revealed C5-6 spondylitic changes with anterior sparing. X-rays of both shoulders showed some postoperative changes. On the right shoulder, he had a type 3 acromion and AC joint osteoarthritis. On the left shoulder, he had osteoarthritis of the AC joint. There were no obvious fractures or loose bodies. Dr. Moskwa referred him for therapy on the cervical spine as well as MRI scans of both shoulders. On 8/4/18, he had an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. He followed up and they continued to pursue physical therapy but made some medication adjustments. Corticosteroid injections were administered to the shoulders on 9/5/18. He remained symptomatic on 10/3/18. Repeat injections were given on 10/17/18. At the visit of 11/14/18, he reported 70% improvement with respect to the right shoulder and 90% respect to the left shoulder. He was authorized to carry out modified activities at work. He was then advanced to a work hardening program. Period. As of 1/9/19, he had some discomfort in his right shoulder, again, and also his back. Paired with coaxing, total elevation was full. Paired there was some cogwheeling present, more so on the right than on the left. Paired rotator cuff strength was 5/5. Paired he was to continue with a home exercise program. And was cleared to return to full duty work. Paired he was a maximum medical improvement from the perspective of Dr. Moskva. Paired they discussed was workers' compensation regarding his back issues. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Kirshner performed an orthopedic spine consultation on 1/29/19. Period. He denied having any treatment for his neck or low back. Period. Although the shoulder specialist later returned to work as of 1/9/2019, he had not been back to work. Pretty is working on renewing his DOT card before returning to work. Period. Dr. Kirshner reviewed his treatment to date and performed a comprehensive physical examination. Period. He also ordered MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine, as well as EMG of the upper and lower extremities. Period. Mr. Bowser had an MRI of the cervical spine on 2/1/18 to be inserted. Period EMG was done on 2/7/19 by Dr. Anthony to be inserted. Period. He had another EMG on 2/13/19 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Kirshner over the next few months, running through 4/23/19. Period. They reviewed the test results and noted the treatment he was receiving from Dr. Paul. Period. Dr. Kirshner recommended pain management consultation. Period. He was attending therapy for his neck and back with improvements. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul beginning 3/14/19. Period. On 4/15/19, he performed a cervical epidural injection. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell on 6/18/19. Period. He noted the petitioner did not lose consciousness when he fell on the car and then went to the ground. Period. He had no bowel or bladder incontinence. Period. He laid there for a bit and was able to get up. Period. He then was initiated on the treatment, noted from Concentra. Period. His attorney recommended an MRI of his shoulder. Period. This was then done through an orthopedist, followed by physical therapy. Period. He claimed nothing helped his neck and back, including physical therapy. Period. He stated he needed another MRI of his shoulders. Period. He had tingling in both hands and his knees were weak. Period. He has a bad nerve in his right ankle and hip. Period. He had injections and states they did not provide any relief. Period. He denied having any x-rays of his neck or back, notwithstanding the cervical spine MRI being performed. Period. They discussed potentially pursuing surgery. period. Dr. Mitchell also noted a history of sleep apnea requiring CPAP, but he was not using it. It appeared he had bilateral rotator cuff surgery in 2000 and bilateral inguinal hernia repairs in 2015. Period. Dr. Mitchell diagnosed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Appeared this would not be from the fall, as he did not fall into his hands. Appeared it should be treated under his personal insurance. But he also had bilateral shoulder pain. Appeared he should see an orthopedist for this, but he did not believe the shoulder pain was from the cervical spine. Appeared in terms of the cervical spine, he had a C5-6 disc herniation, along with some foraminal stenosis on the left. Appeared this would not cause bilateral symptomatology. Appeared he had some improvement with an epidural injection, but no relief with the second. Appeared he commented that a third such injection was an option. Appeared he has predominantly neck pain, however, and this appears to be worsened on examination. Appeared as such, facet injections are an option for him. X-rays of the cervical spine should be performed. Appeared he could not agree with Dr. Kirshner's recommendation for C5-6 disc replacement. Appeared dynamic X-rays should be performed first. Appeared there are additional non-operative measures which could afford this patient benefit and possibly avoid surgery. Appeared that would be a repeat C5-6 epidural injection as well as targeted facet injections. Appeared he recommended a complete diagnostic workup, after which he could return to determine whether surgery was appropriate. But he also had low back pain and claimed he did not have x-rays there. Paired, however, they should be performed. Paired, he discussed treatment options, including a variety of injections. Paired, the paragraph, Mr. Bowser returned on 9/26/19. He noted the results of lumbar and cervical spine MRI from 2/1/19, as well as additional diagnostic studies that will be inserted as marked from the bottom of page 2 of his report onto page 3, period. At this juncture, he reiterated his recommendations. Period, opined it was unlikely he is a surgical candidate for his back pain based upon current presentation and imaging findings. Period. He reiterated the recommendation for orthopedic evaluation for the shoulder. Period. Arthroplasty was not indicated at that juncture. Period. He should return after completing treatment for his shoulders. Period. Dr. Mitchell followed his progress over the ensuing few years. Period. This continued through 10/4/22. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement for the low back pain and cervicalgia. Period. He confirmed on 10/4/22 he would not undergo surgery for his lumbar spine or additional injections. Period. Dr. Mitchell's conclusions from that visit will also be inserted as marked period. New paragraph, Dr. Kirshner evaluated him on 8/6/19 period. He noted the numerous diagnostic studies that were performed to date, as well as various physical examination findings, period. Dr. Lipschultz noted there was a significant gap in the treatment records from Dr. Moskwa, but there's a report from 9/5/18 indicating both of his shoulders were injected, but the next note was on 6/5/19. Describing he had been treated with therapy, injections, and activity modifications. But he was declared on 1/19/19 a maximum medical improvement and authorized to return to work full duty, but never did. Period. Dr. Lipschultz studied bilateral shoulder impingement syndrome and might be a candidate for an additional injection. Period. At follow-up on 8/27/19, Mr. Bowser informed the doctor he felt his neck and back were the more symptomatic processes as opposed to his shoulders. Brady would like to have those addressed first. Brady was then discharged from Dr. Lipschultz's care to follow up for those other areas. Period. However, he returned to Dr. Lipschultz on 10/22/19, by which time he reviewed all the reports of Dr. Moskwa, period. Dr. Lipschultz discussed shoulder arthroscopy, period. On 11/8/19, surgery was done on the right shoulder to be inserted here, period. On 10/28/20, Dr. Abrams, EBR-AMS, performed another surgery on the right shoulder to be inserted here, period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz post-operatively, period. This continued through 1/23/20, when a corticosteroid injection was given to the shoulder. Period missed about 2 weeks of therapy around the holidays. Period stated restricted duty was not available, so he was out of work. Period. On 2/13/20, Mr. Bowser related no improvement with the cortisone shot and no significant progress with his therapy. Period. Relative to the diagnosis of shoulder impingement, he was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. He did not think surgery for the contralateral shoulder was indicated. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Mitchell referred him for a lumbar MRI on 8/6/21 to be inserted. Period. The same day, he had flexion extension x-rays on the lumbar spine to be inserted. Period. On 8/10/21, he for pain management consultation with Dr. Saxteen. Period. He treated Mr. Bowser regularly all the way through 2/22/22. Period. At that time, he reported 100% improvement for 1 day after a lumbar injection. It was recommended these be repeated. Period diagnoses were lumbar intervertebral disc degeneration, comma, facet joint pain, comma, and bilateral sacroiliac joint inflammation. Period. Dr. Saxteen did perform a series of injections, period. His last actual visit was on 5/3/8/22. Period, new paragraph. Dr. Mitchell had him undergo lumbar MRI on 5/27/22 to be inserted. Read that same date. X-rays of the cervical spine will be inserted. Period on 6/13/22. He had an MRI of the cervical spine to be inserted. Period. The paragraph, remind me to return to some records from Dr. Abrams and to mark the diagnostics from Dr. Mitchell and others' reports. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed bilateral portal and open surgical scars at the shoulders. Pretty excessive. He had excessive adipose tissue, but no overt overt swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-, large 5, for resisted left shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Pretty was tender at the posterior and lateral aspects of the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower, normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 60 degrees, limited by abdominal girth and complaints of tenderness. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were full without discomfort. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. I found the notes from Dr. Abrams that begin on 8/3/20. Period. At that time, he was being seen for injuries to both shoulders from 4/11/18. Period. History was significant in that both shoulders had been operated on about 21 years ago. This included open surgery with well-healed incisions. Period. Dr. Abrams performed an exam and reviewed the MRI. It demonstrated a more significant tear within the supraspinatus tendon on the right shoulder. Period. He did recommend surgical intervention. Period. Relative to the left shoulder, MRI showed tendinopathy without a tear. Period. He then underwent the aforementioned surgery and followed up post-operatively. Period. Physical therapy was also conducted. Period. Dr. Abrams followed his progress through 3/3/22. Period. At that time, X-rays showed satisfactory decompression and Mumford procedures at the left shoulder. Period. The diagnosis was left shoulder rotator cuff tendinitis. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered to the left shoulder, and he was advised to continue range of motion exercises. Back to impressions on 4/2018, Bernice Bowser fell from his truck onto a car and then the ground. Period. He did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. For unclear reasons, he did not seek medical attention until presenting to Concentra 3 weeks later on 5/14/18. Period. They initiated him on conservative care. Period. The petitioner then had the benefit of myriad diagnostic studies and specialist consultations. Period. He did undergo surgery on the shoulders to be inserted here. Period. He accepted various injections and pain medication. Period. New paragraph. It is my understanding that on 3/3/22, Dr. Abrams discharged him for the shoulder and maximum medical improvement. Period. He then went to the pain management center on 3/8/22 and was given a lumbar arthrosis. Period. He reported 60% relief with the brace on 4/5/22. Period. He indicated he would likely be returning for treatment of his neck. Paired maximum medical improvement was deemed to have been reached. Paired, as was becoming a pattern, another request for treatment was made. Paired then sought Dr. Mitchell, who recommended a cervical MRI. Paired, he saw Dr. Saxton from 4/18/22 through 7/20/22 when he was deemed a maximum medical improvement. Paired in the paragraph, the petitioner again saw Dr. Mitchell on 10/4/22. Period. He reportedly was treating at Reclaimability Services, who prescribed gabapentin and Percocet daily. Period. Petitioner did not want surgery in his neck, back, or hands, nor did he want more treatment. Period. As for the neck, a fusion would only improve the neck pain 50% per Dr. Mitchell. Period. He was deemed a maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Bowser to be morbidly obese with excessive adipose tissue and a pendulous abdomen. Period. He actually had full range of motion of both shoulders with crepitus on the left. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the shoulders were negative. Period. He had full range of motion at the lower extremities without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. He had some limitation in range of motion by the lumbar spine, consistent with his girth. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. Examination of the cervical and thoracic spines was normal. Period. New paragraph. I will offer an assessment of permanency involving the lumbar spine, in particular. Period. I may also need to opine about the shoulders. And cervical spine. Period. That is the end.